This is True Crime Psychology and Personality, where we discuss the pathology behind some of the most horrific crimes and those who committed them from a scientifically informed perspective.
I'm Dr. Todd Grande. I have a PhD in counselor education and supervision, and I'm a licensed professional counselor of mental health. Dr. Todd Grande, that's my YouTube channel.
Today's question is, can I analyze the case of Antonio Brown? First, I'll look at the background of this case, then I'll offer my analysis. Antonio Brown was born in Miami, Florida on July 10, 1988. In high school, he was active in football, playing a variety of positions, including wide receiver, quarterback, and running back. He tried to get into Florida State University, but was denied due to academic concerns. He tried to get into another college before ending up at North Carolina Tech Prep. After playing one season of football there, he was given a scholarship to play at Florida International University. He was not there long enough to play at all. He entered into an altercation with security and was expelled before the season started. In 2007, Brown ended up at Central Michigan University. He played football there as a wide receiver. At this school, he struggled to follow the rules. He was frequently late for practice and meetings, but his performance as a wide receiver was exceptional. He entered the NFL draft in 2010 and played for the Pittsburgh Steelers after signing a three-year contract worth over $1 million. His performance as a wide receiver continued to be exceptional. In 2012, he signed a five-year, $42.5 million extension. In 2017, he signed a four-year extension, which would bring him through the 2021 season. It was valued at $68 million. Brown was the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL, but his behavior off the field continued to be a problem. He was involved in a number of incidents that made the Steelers uncomfortable. A few examples: he threw furniture out of his 14th floor apartment window. It almost struck a 22-month-old child who was on the patio below. Brown was found guilty of reckless driving after driving over 100 miles per hour on a highway near Pittsburgh. He was sued by his former trainer. She alleged he committed an assault of a sexual nature on three occasions. The Steelers traded Brown to the Oakland Raiders in 2019. Before the next season started, the Raiders released him. He didn't even play one game there. He signed a one-year, $15 million contract with the New England Patriots. Brown's tenure with the Patriots was longer than his time with the Raiders. He managed to complete one full game. They dropped him after a second accuser came forward, and Brown allegedly sent an intimidating text message to her. Brown posted a message on Twitter indicating he was retiring, but changed his mind 4 days later. His return was delayed by an eight-week suspension for the 2020 season. The NFL said that he had accumulated multiple violations of the personal conduct policy. Brown resumed playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in November of 2020, after signing a one-year, $1 million contract. Brown finished that season and signed another one-year deal for the 2021 season, this time for over $3 million. In December of 2021, he was suspended for three games for misrepresenting his COVID-19 vaccination status. This brings us to January 2, 2022. Head coach directed Brown to enter the game. Brown refused, and the coach told him to leave. So it sounds like the coach fired him on the spot. Brown removed his jersey, shoulder pads, shirt, and gloves. He threw his shirt and gloves into the stands before running off the field into the locker room. The head coach indicated that Brown was no longer on the team. In addition to the allegations I've already mentioned, Antonio Brown was involved in a few other incidents. The police were called to his home in Hollywood, Florida several times due to domestic problems. His behavior was so bad that the police department told him he could not be associated with their youth league. They went so far as to issue a trespass order. They said, quote, "We do not want him to continue to affect our youth or influence them in a negative way," unquote. Just a few weeks after this, it was alleged that Brown and his trainer attacked a moving truck driver at Brown's residence. Apparently, this started after they refused to pay the driver for services. Brown was arrested in connection with this incident. He pleaded no contest to felony battery and burglary and was sentenced to 2 years probation. He also had to undergo a mental health assessment, complete an anger management counseling program, and perform 100 hours of community service. It's not clear if Antonio Brown will return to football. Technically, he could, but many people believe that his theatrical departure from the Buccaneers signifies the end of his time as a professional football player.
Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer günstig und natürlich mit dem Aldi-Tiefpreisversprechen. Zum Beispiel knackiges Gemüse, saftiges Obst, frische Backwaren. Kurz gesagt, mehr Frische für alle. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote zum Tiefpreis in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Now moving to my analysis. The Antonio Brown situation highlights one of the many problems faced by the NFL and other professional sports leagues. Football teams want to achieve victory. To do this, they need high-performance players. Sometimes high-performance players have personality profiles inconsistent with good behavior off the field. For example, they may be narcissistic and/or antisocial. The teams struggle with this dilemma. They want to win, but they don't want the bad press due to players' misbehavior in their personal lives. How can they balance this? How can they be fair to all of the players? The reality is that football teams barely even pretend that they are holding all players equally accountable. High-performance players get dozens of second chances, so to speak. It should have been clear to any team looking to hire Antonio Brown that he was not going to correct his misbehavior. Nothing in his history indicated that he was ready for some type of change. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have only themselves to blame for this outcome. It sounds as though Tom Brady was the one who really wanted Antonio Brown to join the Buccaneers. He believed that Brown could turn things around, get his life back on track. Tom Brady even let Antonio Brown live in his house for a time. This is an investment in fantasy. Brady believed what he needed to believe in order to give his team the best chance of victory. Brown has a history of repeated misconduct that he explains away by saying he's a target. Anybody can just say anything about him. He's innocent. He just wants to focus on football, but everybody keeps dragging him into the drama. He has never shown any true remorse. He's never really admitted that he has some problems. In this way, Brown has been remarkably consistent. His talent on the football field has been a get-out-of-jail-free card. Every time he gets into trouble, he runs back to football, essentially implying something like, "Don't forget, I'm a really good wide receiver. I can help your team to win. This absolves me of my sins." Instead of appreciating how this indicates a sense of entitlement, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers enabled Antonio Brown by allowing him to join the team. They played right into his arrogance and sense of entitlement in the worst possible way. Now Brown could believe his own lies. As long as he played well on the field, he could pretty much do whatever he wanted in his personal life. It was like he had immunity. Antonio Brown's dramatic exit from the football field did not really embarrass him. It was just another bizarre move in a long series of bizarre behaviors. The party that was actually embarrassed by this move was the Buccaneers. It was like Antonio Brown was running out of the stadium declaring, "Look how foolish this team was for believing in me. They should have never thought that I was going to change. I caught them in their greed, in their unending desire to win at all costs. And now I'm making them pay." During the time when Brown was a player for the Buccaneers, the team rationalized his behavior. They supposedly had a zero-tolerance policy for him, one mistake and he was out, yet he kept making mistakes. They didn't do anything. This forced the Buccaneers to simply evade any honest commentary on the topic. The team tried to make it seem like Brown's exceptional performance on the field was somehow indicative that his personal problems were being managed. He is growing as a person. He realizes the error of his ways. Clearly, this must be true because he can catch a football. What they didn't seem to talk about was what was being done to resolve his difficulties. Was he receiving mental health care? How was he responding to that care? Was a counselor providing updates to the team on Brown's progress? The team pretended Antonio Brown's personality would dramatically change for no reason. The story of Antonio Brown ties into a larger issue in professional sports. Many teams believe that high-performance athletes are going to misbehave on occasion. They are high sensation seekers. What makes them great on the field also makes them not so great in other areas, like romantic relationships, substance use, driving behavior, and remaining in the realm of people who are not arrested. The teams go into denial when they see athletes being accused of serious offenses. They don't want to give up the good that the athlete gives them. Ultimately, they are willing to accept the bad to get the good. They know what kind of deal they are making. If a team engages in this behavior, they must accept the consequences. The other part of the equation is the extremely high valuation of professional athletes. Even though Antonio Brown's pay is financially justified due to the law of supply and demand, receiving millions of dollars to catch a football may send the wrong message, or at least a message that may be easily misinterpreted. It may convince somebody like Antonio Brown that he is truly special. He deserves adoration. He can take whatever he wants. He can victimize people because he is successful. Court documents filed by one of his accusers feature text messages in which a disturbing theme emerges. Antonio Brown is very enamored with his own success. He is legendary and great. Other people are not as valuable as he is. Now moving to my final thoughts. Antonio Brown exposed the nonsensical and irrational thinking prevalent in professional sports. He taught all teams a valuable lesson. Will they learn this lesson or keep repeating bad behaviors in an effort to be just like Antonio Brown?
This has been True Crime Psychology and Personality from Ars Longa Media. This content is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Ars Longa, Vita Brevis.